Good morning. It's Wendy in for Bob. Bob returns on Monday morning, and I hope he has a couple of alarm clocks going because he's going to need the help. Extremely local news. Let's check it out right now. Seamus Toomey joins us again, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy. Happy Friday.
Right back at you. And are you a father?
I am a father. I've got a son named Flynn and a daughter named Kelly. So hopefully they're going to let me do whatever I want on Sunday.
I know. Sometimes the best Father's Day or Mother's Day is, leave me alone, kids. Let me rest. All right. Well, happy Father's Day in advance. I know we've been talking a lot about Riot Fest, and it seems like the city was kind of surprised it was moving. What's happening?
Right. There was a lot of things that went down starting Tuesday night when Riot Fest announced they're moving their three-day music festival out of the west side of Chicago into Bridgeview's SeatGeek Stadium. Not only were fans surprised that some of these early bird tickets, so they weren't even in the same city anymore. The Park District said they had some rumblings that that Riot Fest wasn't happy with them, but they were surprised completely that this got announced on social media first before they found out. But also the Chicago Red Stars, who have a game at SeatGeek Stadium right smack dab in the middle of that festival, they were very surprised.
Yeah.
So they said it was a sort of a sign of the disrespect that women's sports gets, and it's taken another twist where Riot Fest says, "Oh no, we're just going to be in the parking lot. You guys can play your nationally televised stadium game that same night." So it's gearing up for either a standoff or a very crowded Bridgeview on September 21st when all the soccer fans come out and then the thousands and thousands of punk rockers come out. So we'll keep an eye on that one. But I think Riot Fest might be aptly named this year at this point.
All right. And forgive me for not knowing what a co-op is. I'm a suburbanite my whole life. But Rogers Park is celebrating Wild Onion Market co-op opening after years in the works. What is a co-op?
Yes, there aren't that many of these. This will only be the second in the city of Chicago proper. A co-op is basically a grocery store that's co-owned by the customers. They pay basically a fee. They own a piece of it, and so they get decisions on what kind of things they're going to stock, who's going to run the store. In theory, if it makes a lot of money, they could get a little bit of profit sharing as well. But
wow,
it's really just a way for the community to come together and have kind of their own say in a local grocery store. So as you would expect, this is going to be a lot of produce, a lot of organic things. They're going to do locally sourced products as much as possible. They hope to do everything from within 100 miles of Chicago. But it's a very Rogers Park thing, and it just opened on Wednesday after really more than 10 years of planning. They've
Wow.
been fundraising and trying to find a spot and building it out, and it really took forever, but there were lots of happy people. They've got 2,000 co-owners at this point, and everyone was pretty pleased that they got this thing off the ground and have a sort of a healthier new grocery option in Rogers Park. It's almost to the Evanston border. It's 7007 North Clark Street, called Wild Onion Market.
Awesome. That's great news. All right. And a downtown alderman is still pushing to get an 8 o'clock curfew for teens. How's that going?
Not so well at this point. Brian Hopkins, he was reacting to some violence in Streeterville, particularly something that happened late last month where a couple had been attacked in Streeterville. He pushed through on Wednesday, or he tried to push through, a downtown curfew of 8 p.m. for anyone 17 and younger. It would give police sort of the authority to break up crowds and potentially even arrest people that were out later. But the mayor is not on board with this. He thinks it's an arbitrary curfew that has not really proven effective in other cities. So some of his allies on the city council took this new ordinance and they shoved it into a committee where we like to say it's where legislation goes to die. So we'll see if they garner any other support. Typically, an alderman gets what they want in their own ward, but times are changing a little bit, and especially something like this that will affect not just the downtown area, but everyone that wants to come and visit there throughout the summer. So it's not looking good for this 8 p.m. curfew. Right now, the citywide curfew is 10 p.m., and as of now, that's what's still in place in the downtown district.
Well, we will follow these stories and more at blockclubchicago.org. Again, wishing you a very happy Father's Day, Seamus.
Well, thank you very much, Wendy. I appreciate it. And it's Block Club's sixth birthday this week, so we're celebrating that as well. A lot going on this week.
Oh, that's right. And if people want to donate or subscribe, they can find all that info at blockclubchicago.org. Happy birthday again. I forgot.
Hey, no problem. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago.